No, the next patient is James Ingles, I-N-G-L-A. I'm sorry, Ingles, James. I-N-G-L-I-S. I as in India. I-N-G-L-I-S, Ingles. I-N, and as in Nancy. I-N-G-L-I-S. James, date of birth is 7/9/1951, and the date of visit is 9/12/24. Here's my copy for Janetta Brooks, APRN. Janetta, J-E-A-N-E-T-T-A, J-E-A-N-E-T-T-A. Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, B as in boy. Date of birth, 7/9/51. Next, dear Janetta, thank you for sending James Ingles for evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 73-year-old male who has a prior history of an upper airway carcinoma. Diagnosed 2 years ago, has previously had radiation therapy as well as chemoimmunotherapy, which he has completed. The patient the patient has been evaluated by GI services for abdominal pains and reflux symptoms. He also has had chronic pain. And he follows up with the oncologist on a regular basis. More recently, a CT of the chest was done on 7/16/24, which showed mild ectasia of the ascending aorta, 3.7 centimeter, and ground glass opacities involving the lingula and adjacent left lower lobe. The patient, however, denies significant wheezing, but has some cough and chest tightness and some shortness of breath with activity. The next paragraph, the patient's past history includes history of tonsillectomy and the history for the hernia repair and a history of right knee surgery for ligament tears. The patient also had a history of skin cancer, which was resected from his arms. Yes, hypothyroidism and hypertension, and a history of right knee surgery, and remote history of tonsillectomy. The next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient does not smoke, but did smoke one pack per day for 26 years and quit. Drinks alcohol moderately. daily. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of sepsis and old age, and mother died following hip surgery and complications. Next paragraph, system review. The patient had weight loss and fatigue, no double vision of cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency and nighttime awakening, and no hay fever. Yes. No abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, heartburn, no jaw pain, calf muscle pain, and no arm pain. Tonight, any easy bruising, bleeding gums, and she has no, he has no significant joint pains or muscle aches. He has skin rash with itching. Next, physical exam. Oh, can you mention medlist? Amlodipine 5 mg daily, Synthroid 112 micrograms daily, Omeprazole 20 mg a day, Simvastatin 20 mg a day, and hydrocortisone cream as needed. Next physical exam, this moderately overweight middle-aged white male, and no acute distress, there's no pallor cyanosis, mild clubbing and no peripheral edema. Blood pressure 112/70, pulse 80, respiration 22, temperature 97.5, weight is 155, saturation 98, HG indicated non-cephalic, pupils are reactive, tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus edematous. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with 30 degrees excursions. Scanned visas toward both lung fills, no crackles on either side. Heart the outcomes are irregular, small S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, scuffed, no mass, no maculae. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema. No cap tenderness, reflexes 1+, no gross motor assets. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin no lesion. Next, paragraph, breast number one is a history of tonsillar cancer, serious post radiation with possible aspiration. Number two is mild CHF. Number three is anemia of chronic disease. Number four, hypertension. Number five is, number six is gastroesophageal reflux. Next plan, the patient will get a complete PFT and is a complete pulmonary function study will be done. It will also use doxycycline 100 milligrams BID. For 7 days, prednisone 10 milligrams BID for 1 week, once daily for a week. As advised to come in for a follow-up approximately 4 weeks orally if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Janetta Books, APRN. Thank you, Dr. Souza.